song comes right from the Bible. Psalm 126 and verse 6 says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This time, Brother Kermit Combs is going to come to read our scripture and lead us in prayer. John chapter 6, verses 15 through 21.
John chapter 6, 15 through 21. 6, 15 through 21 of John. "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again unto a mountain himself alone. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a boat and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlong, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the boat. And they were afraid. And he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him unto the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they went." Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank Thee that we can assemble ourselves here. And Father, we come to Thee this morning asking that You forgive us, Father, of our sins and shortcomings. And Father, forgive us for our many failures. And we ask now, Father, that You look upon those of our number that are traveling, that are sick, that are shut in. Bless and keep them and show them Thy presence, Father, in a special way. And Father, we pray now that should there be any here in our midst today that don't yet know Thee as Thy personal Savior, Father, we ask that the word be said or the action or the step taken, Father, that today they come to this saving knowledge. Be with now, Father, each home represented here today, that in all that we do throughout this day and throughout this week, Father, we give Thee the praise and the glory. Be with us now, Father, and direct and guide us in all things. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Right before next hymn, I'd like to request prayer for my nephew in the hospital in Louisville, in the Jewish hospital down there. He's got a real bad leg, and he's had a real bad time, and we'd sure appreciate your prayers. Let's turn now to page 254, He Lives. Let's stand and sing all three verses.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him,
all the storms.
because of that beautiful song. Blessed hour of prayer. Our invitation song today at the end of our service is maybe mostly geared to those that are saved. As it says, King of my life, I crown thee now. You know, I believe when we trust the Lord as our Savior, in a real sense of the word, we trust Him, or should anyway, trust Him as our Lord. Because it tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and that literally means Jesus as Lord, as boss, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Today, for a few moments, we want to look in the Bible at especially two passages of Scripture. The one that Brother Kermit read for us, and also a passage in the book of 1 Samuel. As we speak on the King of my life, Lord, boss, or whatever title you'd like to give to it, the Lord wants to be first place. He wants to be our Savior, our Lord. I told a young man in one of our homebound classes Friday that if he would put his trust in the Lord, that God, I'm sure, would bring he and his wife back together again as a family. We cannot go wrong giving God first place. First. He don't want to be just called upon during times of difficulty. He wants to fellowship with us at all times. Not just on Sunday, but on Monday. And every day of the week, He wants to be King. Before we look into the message any further, we'd like to mention Brother Tom's nephew, especially in prayer today. They're in the hospital in Louisville. I pray for my mom in Lexington. Let's remember Janetta's mom. Ms. Sizemore, I know that God is continuing to work in her life, and she's not doing too well, as far as Brother Earl mentioned this morning. We also want to pray for Brother Giesland's wife, continue to remember her in prayer, and Martha Duff, and Mrs. Barker, as you know, had three toes broken and a bone broken in her ankle. And she does have a cast on it now and probably is able to walk a little bit. Let's remember also Mrs. Maud Barker over in the nursing home. Brother Jerry Fraley's dad, we went by to see him and took him a tape this past week. Brother Mitchell Fraley. And tend to pray for Brother Flincham's mother, Alva Flincham. I saw Brother Lafer Giles Friday night, and I tell that fella just keeps it going. And what a blessing he is. For all practical purposes, he is probably totally blind now. But he is letting his life be a light to this world. Let's pray for Brother Lafer Giles today. Also Mrs. Bell Perkins and Brother Haynes, Cor Randall Boggs and Brother Willie Davis and John Talby, who's I believe still up in Louisville. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. I'd like to mention Mrs. Back also today. Father, we're grateful this morning that you do love us and You know all about each one of our lives, Lord. We thank Thee that we can cast all of our cares and our burdens upon Thee because You do care for us. Father, we lift up today in prayer these that we have mentioned and others, Lord, that are listed here in the bulletin. We thank Thee for what You're going to do in Ms. Hoskins' life too, Lord. We thank Thee that she is with us this morning and continue to bless her. We also pray for Brother Combs' wife that we didn't mention. We pray for her, Lord, there in the nursing home. You know all about her life, Lord, and her needs. And we just lift her to the throne of grace today. We thank Thee for this service, Father, and we just ask a blessing upon each and every precious soul who is here today. You know each need. And as we come to Thee right now, Lord, we just pray that You'd work out Your will, Father, in every life present. We thank Thee for Your will today, Father. May we not rebel against Your will, but we would pray, Father, from the depths of our soul today, Thy will be done with each of these. We pray for those that are lost also this morning, Father. Continue to work in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who is a king in our lives? Who is boss? Who is Lord? Who is in control? Who is on the throne of our heart? I trust Jesus is. I trust He is not only our Savior from sin, but He is our Lord. He is the one that we're serving today. Many people want to be their own boss and do their own thing. But friends, you and I will never come to the right place in life until we have given the Lord first place in our lives. And it is not a burden today. The Bible says in 1 John 5 that His commandments are not grievous. It is not a burden to be in the Lord's house today. It's a blessing to be able to be here in these four walls to get some strength and guidance and courage and grace to get out there tomorrow morning and to be a witness for our Lord, for our Commander-in-Chief. Paul mentioned a few times that we need to please Him who hath called us to be a soldier in His army. It's a lot easier today to do our own thing and to be our own boss than it is to submit to the Lord and to allow Him to have His way in our lives. I can't get away from that song that we learned. I believe we should maybe sing that sometime, maybe in the morning service. Maybe next Sunday we could have it as our call to worship. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. I guess we must have sung that 10 or 15 times on our trip to Oregon and back. It says here, there's no rest, there's no peace. And I inserted about two other things that we cannot have unless the Lord is Lord. There's no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands. Rest secure in His plans. Let the Lord have His way. Jesus said, he that would seek to save his life shall lose it. And he that would seek to lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. You know, friends, this morning, it is only in losing our lives that we really save our lives. In just losing our lives for the Lord and letting Him have His way. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, you know what? If we follow after the Lord, you know who is going to be in front? He is. If any man will come after me, let him or her deny himself. If anyone will follow Jesus, deny self and take up his cross daily. Do not like that word. Daily. The Lord wants us to be a Christian every day, not just on Sunday. But every day we need to let our light shine and be a Christian for the Lord. Not be ashamed of Him. Take up His cross daily and follow me, Luke 9:23. I believe it's God's will, I know it's God's will, for us to follow Him every day. Every moment of every day. There are two key verses going to be found. One here in John 6, in the first verse that Brother Kermit read, verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And we're going to look at that further toward the end of our message today. There's also another verse that I love in 1 Samuel chapter 8. It's in a way a sad verse, the last part of verse 7 of 1 Samuel 8 it says, "For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." I believe with all my heart today that Jesus wants to be king in our lives. King. Jesus has every right in the world to be in full control of my life in every area. Because Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice." Not a dying sacrifice, a living sacrifice. "Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When we were in Walport, Oregon, I called and talked to Brother Fred. We went to church that morning that was the 10th of July. We went to church at the First Baptist Church of Walport. And the pastor, who had been there almost 20 years, in fact, he's already celebrated his 20th anniversary of being with them as their pastor. He spoke on the last part of verse 2 of chapter 12 of Romans. God's perfect will. God has a perfect will for us. That passage over there in 1 Samuel that I mentioned, chapter 8. The children of Israel had come to Samuel, and they said to him, "We want you to make us a king like everyone else. All the other nations all around us have a king, and why can't we have a king? We want us a king that we can see, who can go out and fight our battles for us." Did you know what today, friends? You and I have a King, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to help us fight our battles. In fact, He wants to fight our battles for us as we yield ourselves to Him. The people in Samuel's day didn't want to be any different than anyone else. Make us a king. There in verse 5 of chapter 8 of 1 Samuel. We need to dare to be different. Too many times, I guess, we just blend in with the world around us. But we need to be different. And James said in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 4, talking about spiritual adultery, there is such a thing as spiritual adultery. He said, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity against God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." It is either or, not both and. The Lord wants to be first. That's the message we're seeking to get across today. The Lord wants to have number one in our lives. He wants to be first. The songwriter said, I'll be a friend to Jesus. I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my life shall end. We need to be a friend to Jesus. When the children of Israel there in 1 Samuel 8 came to, when they came to Samuel, Samuel did what we should have done had we been in his place. He went to God and he prayed. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And one of our key verses says, For they have not rejected thee, they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. The Lord wants to be king. God said to Samuel, Let them have their way. Did you know what? The Lord will let us have our own way if we want it. Or we can have His way. I like that song we sing many times as an invitation. That says, 'Twas best for the Lord to have His way with thee. Samuel prayed to the Lord. And you know the story. They went out and got a fellow by the name of Saul, who was head and shoulders above everyone else. He was the first king of Israel. By the way, he was a disappointment to God, to himself, to the children of Israel, to Samuel. And he was a disappointment most of all to himself. He lost his life. Make us a king. You know, they already had a king. And the account here in John chapter 6 that we'll stay in the rest of our message today. What a king Jesus would have made. What an earthly king sitting on an earthly throne he would have made. But you know, Jesus at this time did not come to be an earthly king. God knew all along when He sent His Son. The Bible tells us that Jesus was as a lamb slain before His shears. Slain from the foundation of the world. They wanted to make Jesus a king, and Jesus came to die. While we were in Oregon, Grandpa Miller had a fella come to his farm, and this fella sheared his 9 sheep. And they would throw the sheep down on the ground and just go to town with a pair of clippers. They looked like a peeled onion when they were finished. But you know what? The other 8 sheep that was standing around were making a noise. But the sheep that was being sheared did not make a sound. You know what I thought of? I thought of what Isaiah 53 says. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And like a lamb before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Those clippers on those sheep would cut sometimes, accidentally. And blood would come out, but the sheep never uttered a sound. Jesus was that way as He was nailed to a cross. So friends, Jesus did not come at this time to sit on an earthly throne. He's going to one day. During the 1,000-year reign of Christ on this earth, after the great tribulation. So when Jesus perceived that they were going to come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He got away and went by himself. And I believe that he must have spent some time with his Heavenly Father there alone. He had just fed 5,000 men besides women and children on 5 barley loaves and 3 and 2 small fishes. But he left. He went by himself alone. Verse 16 tells us here, and when evening was now come, his disciples were gone down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. I want to pause right there and say, if Jesus, friend, is not in your life can't be full of light. Because Jesus said, as Brother Tom Box mentions Wednesday night in our Bible study, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, in John 8:12. Here in this ship, the Bible tells us it was dark because Jesus was not come to them. And there was a sea. It says the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And they rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, and Jesus was seen walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said, it is I, be not afraid. The Bible tells us here that Jesus, they wanted him to be a king, but he went along by himself, and no doubt to pray. And while he was up in the mountain praying, the disciples were down in the sea having trouble. Did you know what? The man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to be king of our lives, he has said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus came at the right time. And the Bible tells us that he was walking on the sea. I believe that as much as I'm in God's house today. Jesus walked on the water. And this is not the only time he walked on the water. One time Peter wanted to walk on the water, you know, and got down out of the ship and went to sink. And Jesus, he said to Jesus, Lord, save me. Jesus here says, it's I, be not afraid. Don't be afraid, it's me. It is I, be not afraid. I want to dwell for a minute or two here before we close on the 21st verse. I'm glad the Holy Spirit had this verse written. John 6:21. It says here, then they willingly received him. Jesus will not force himself in anyone's life. If you're here today and you have never trusted the Lord, he wants to be admitted into your life. He wants to be made a part of your life. It says they willingly received him into the ship. He could have gone right on by. But they cried out in fear, and Jesus said, it's I, be not afraid. They willingly received him into the ship. You know, the Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the power, the authority to become a son of God, a child of God, even to them that believe on his name. I like that word willingly. They willingly received him into the ship. If we ever see what heaven looks like, we're going to have to willingly invite the Lord into our lives. And make him not only our Savior, but our Lord, our King, our boss. Have you ever received Jesus? The old devil may say to you this morning, if you never trusted the Lord, you have a long life to live. You don't know how long you have. I don't know how long I've got. The preacher who spoke Friday night at First Baptist, he said it like this, I don't know if I have tonight left or not. And neither do I. But thank God I have a home just over yonder, the Bible says. We got a home waiting on us. They willingly invited Jesus into the ship, into the boat. And the Bible says immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Someday our ship is going to dock. Someday, as it were, our plane is going to land. We're going to be home. I heard Robbie Heiner sing this morning a song that I dearly love. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. Someday our ship is going to dock in heaven or in hell. Depend on what we have done with Jesus. What have you done with Jesus, which is called Christ? Have you invited Him in? Zacchaeus, the little midget who met the Master in Luke 19, you know what happened to him? Jesus said to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. And Zacchaeus made haste and received Him joyfully. He received Him joyfully. Jesus went home with Zacchaeus that day. And He wants to go home with every person here. I trust you already have Him in your life. Let's turn to 305 in our song books. I trust the Lord today is already King. I trust He's your Master and your Lord. If He's not, there's no better time than today as a Christian than to crown Jesus King and Lord and Boss, our Commander-in-Chief, as Brother Tom comes to lead us. 305. Thank you. we'd stay here till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon to see somebody saved. If we can be of any help to you or any of our people can help you in any way, we'd be more than glad to do it. And to show you from God's Word how you can know that you're born again on your way to heaven. God bless you. Today, we'd like to ask Brother Earl to come. He can give us our Sunday school and our reports. And we can sing happy birthday maybe to anybody that had a birthday this week or this coming week. And then we'll ask Brother Earl to lead us in closing prayer.
Okay, we had... what's the wrong... We had 65 here today. Every day's fifth Sunday, we had 197.45 in the building and general offering and building funds. So everything goes in the general offering on the fifth Sunday. The building fund.
Yeah.
I'll get it from you. And did anybody get any older? Nobody had no anniversaries or birthdays? Tell him looking for a burner, now he got a week older since last Sunday. Nobody else aged none, just for. Okay, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
God bless you.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for the Sabbath day. And we thank you for your word, Lord, and for the Holy Spirit that can help us to remember this day and to keep it holy. We pray, Father, that this would be a day of rest, and a day, Father, that we would take time to remember that you are our God and our Father and our Creator. Just ask, Father, that you would bless us in a way that our lives would be pleasing to Thee, and that our deeds and our words and our actions, Lord, would lift up and glorify the wonderful name of the Savior that loved us so much. Father, we thank you for this great love that was shed upon us, Lord, that when we realize and recognize our Savior and come to see Him on the cross, that we cannot help but appreciate and love His very being, Father. We are grateful for being loved so much and for being saved. Lord, we know that we're not worthy and we don't deserve what you've given us, but we still thank you for our eternal hope and that someday that we can all be together in heaven.